When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is There Goes My Money.
All right, welcome everyone to another There Goes My Money. Today's recording is 6/21/2017, show number 22. We're old enough to drink now. And with me today, we have Chris, aka XV, Don, the Headmaster Ferguson, on his birthday. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I totally cleared my calendar so I can be here with y'all.
And we also have, I think we also have John DeLuna.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Awesome. Awesome. He's here. Welcome,
either
guys.
Either here or Street Fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's some clicking in the background, that's an arcade stick.
Yeah, and if you hear a lot of laughing, it'll be John reviewing an advanced copy of Capcom versus X-Men. So he's laughing at the animation.
I would be laughing at Capcom versus X-Men if I got that. I think that's like a Taobao game, right? Am I right, guys? Am I right?
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on Taobao.
Don, before you poop all over that game, I will make a pinky swear bet with you that somehow Capcom will pull that off.
It's just like Reboot was had better animation than what I've seen, and that was 20 plus years ago. So
this
I'm just saying
demos are a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a really bad trend of people saying, here's like 5% of a game. Feel free to judge it right now. And never pre-order it or buy it based on 5% of the game with zero context.
Well, that was
a good idea.
Yeah.
Is probably unemployed right now.
So basically that was like us getting the first pictures of Masterpiece Ironhide.
Yes, the butt tires. Feel free to judge this toy based on his high tread hiney, so.
And really bad Takara photography.
All right, so let's.
The diecast. Are there any robots with tires for butts coming out in the near future?
There is a figure first on the list that has an awful lot of tires. It's Make Toys Galaxy Meteor.
But are they on his butt?
That doesn't have any tires. It's a jet.
Doesn't have any tires?
Unless it's landing.
Yeah, isn't that?
This is totally not the figure I thought we were talking about.
That's like all not right. Part Starscream, right?
Yeah, it's a Arnata Cybertron Starscream. How strange is that?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's. Well, I was talking to Paladin, and he said, "Why does this exist?" And I said, "I don't know, but it looks good." He says, "Yeah, but why does it exist?" That's a very good
somebody
question.
Likes a Cybertron Starscream design and wants a better toy of it.
What scale is this?
I've heard rumblings that it's like Masterpiece height.
Huh. Yeah, it looks kind of nice in a color and deco type of way, but I have a couple of
those style jets now that I wish I never bought in the first place. So I'm not buying a third party one. It's pretty, but it has served no purpose to me.
I mean, yeah. I've always liked the Cybertron Starscream design. I appreciate the existing official toys for their gimmicks, basically, which, I mean, that's the fundamental thing they were built around. I kind of understand the desire for one that is just, straight up superposable and, really detailed like this. At the same time, though, I'm not going to pay $140 for that.
Mm. Yeah, I was surprised because I know Make Toys is supposed to be doing like a G1 Masterpiece style Starscream. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Starscream. And I was like, this is not the Starscream I thought it was going to be.
I'm going to be interested to see when the review samples go out for this and there's some transformation demos to see if they completely missed the point of the design and like overcomplicated the transformation for no good reason. Because the original design was never a very complex transformation. The little legend size one that sold contemporary to the Supreme basically had the same transformation because that's how simple it was.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Pretty, though.
Pretty. Sure. Pretty, but yeah.
pretty expensive.
Zing.
And then I think this was the one I was talking about with the a lot of wheels. This is the Make Toys Thunder
Erebus?
Erebus? Yeah. Yeah.
Erebus?
Yeah.
Erebus? We'll call him Fred. Let's just call him Fred.
Don's friend?
Yeah, code name. No, Fred. Yeah, that's right. Code name Fred.
Yeah. And he is a black Power Master Prime.
Nemesis Fred. We'll call him Nemesis Fred. I like this, and I've already got it on pre-order, but that is somewhat circumspect to how big this is, because if it's like a War in the Pocket, maybe a little bit bigger, like Ultra Magnus, something like that, that's not really the scale that I'm looking for.
Well, it's their cross-dimension series, so it should be, you know, comparable to those.
Yeah, to Stryker Noir, Stryker Magnus, and Megatron.
Yeah.
And it's only $99. And that looks like a lot of toy for $100. So either it's underpriced right now, and they're trying to count on a lot of repaints for that. Maybe like a Fire Guts for you, Chris. If they do it in a Fire Guts color, they could do it as an Ultra Magnus variant. Maybe change it up a little bit. Heck, they might could even do it as like an X Kaiser if they wanted to do something really obscure with using Brave, but. Unless I see something as far as transformation or scale or something, I'm going to get this one.
I mean, the cab looks legend size.
I was going to say, look at this picture. The complexity, the parts layout really looks like a Cyberverse kind of toy.
Yeah, I think maybe it'll be a little bit bigger than their Stryker Noir.
Maybe like equivalent to a Leader Class toy.
Yeah.
A little bit smaller, maybe.
Yeah.
I was thinking the old Mega Class is what I was thinking, somewhere around there. A little bit bigger.
Oh, no, it's probably bigger than that.
No, I'm sorry. What did I say? Mega?
Ultra?
I mean Ultra, sorry, not Mega.
Yeah, that could be about right. I could see that being the case.
And this is $99, so.
Which seems to be a really good price for something that looks like, you know, it could be a lot of toy in that.
I don't need it. There's been so many Power Master Primes, and even Hasbro and Takara have been doing Power Master Primes, so I'm just Power Master Primed out. And Power Master Prime is one of my favorite original toys, but that's one I've never needed an update of. I don't know why. It doesn't really make sense, and I'm perfectly happy with what we've gotten from Hasbro and Takara.
The other thing, too, is I look at this and, like, the vehicle mode doesn't really look Power Master Prime to me. It looks more like the MicroMaster is the truck cabin long trailer. Overload. It looks like Overload more.
Yeah.
Like, the robots kind of got the Power Master Prime thing going, but I could see them retooling it a little bit and getting, like, an Armada reference out of it just with a solid red, you know, instead of doing the typical Power Master Optimus thing out of it, do something more like an Armada reference with it. It would fit the vehicle mode a little bit more, or just do the powered convoy colors and actually make it MicroMaster Overload. Like, either of those things, I think, would be a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, speaking of other toys, which we probably don't need, Toy World Dino Combiner, the metallic set, which is a set of five, and this is one of those combining dinosaur teams. So this.
No, they don't have a picture of the combined form, do they?
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I'm kind of shocked about that, but they show all five robots, and they're $400.
I don't remember what these went for originally individually, but that's probably a bargain compared to the original prices.
Yeah, that's.
I think they were about $100 a piece, if I'm not mistaken. Because a lot of those Dinobots.
Yeah, so you get five and it's $100 off.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any of these, but the G Creations was the one that I would have picked up if I had the extra money to do so.
But I did hear that because G Creations was Shuriken, correct?
Yes,
I heard individually the robots were very good, but. The combined mode was not stable at all. So I don't know how this is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is a new this is just a repainted version. This Toy World one was already out, so there are probably reviews out there. If you wanted to check this out before you jumped into the purchase of, you know, all five of these for $400.
Yeah.
And then next up on the list, we have Toy World's TW-M07C Space Racer, the clear version.
I showed you this a couple months ago.
Yeah, and you showed me this a couple months ago, and I said I definitely wouldn't buy it. And I'm still saying I definitely wouldn't buy it. This is a horrible, horrible mold.
I have to say, you know, because I've watched your review diecast, and I've watched another review, and I don't think the mold's that bad. And I, being in these clear colors, that's kind of my kryptonite on these figures. I like the way he looks. He just sort of really just jumps out at you, as, you know, with all that clear plastic. I'm tempted to get it, but again, depends on what else is coming out at that time.
Yeah, and for me, I mean, if I'm going to be technical, the clear green is a little bit too dark around his chest. And that may just be the photos, but it looks a little bit dark. I would have liked that a little bit lighter clear green.
Well, it looks like it matches the feet, though, as far as the
yeah, but then goes. The arms look a little bit like clearer and lighter chest.
I suspect the problem is just with the density of the parts in those locations. Less light is able to filter through them, so the color looks darker, even though the plastic in all the locations has the same degree of tint to it. If you look at the shot that's the vehicle mode and the robot mode together, the vehicle looks consistently dark in all the green parts because everything's closed in, so there's not a lot of light filtering from one side to the other.
Yeah, that's true. So I think there's die cast in there, so
yeah, it's more a case of the construction of the toy does not work super well for making those colors pop consistently all across than it is a matter of the plastic color itself.
My question is there a reason for this? Was there ever like a clear Cosmos that I'm not, you know, or a translucent Cosmos that I'm not aware of? Because I get like Starscream. That's the one that kind of started all off.
Starscream's Ghost, yeah.
But that makes sense. Like this.
Well, it could be Cosmos doesn't have that many repaints unless you repaint him into, say, Pathfinder, the GoBot from the eHobby set, which was a Cosmos mold in Pathfinder color from GoBots. So you know, unless they redid that, there's not many repaints you could do to get more use out of that mold.
That's a good point. You know,
we have people like Don who just love their clear plastic toys.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Don. And I'm sorry that you like clear plastic toys. I like them to a point, but I'd stay away.
There's a tipping point with clear plastic toys where if they're above a certain level of complexity, I'm not going to go near that because every moving part made of clear plastic is just a breakage waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Something like this, I wouldn't risk it.
And speaking of things that don't look complete or you can't understand, we have TW-M06 Leia, which is Toy World's take on RC. And in robot mode, it doesn't look bad.
No,
she has swords, she has guns, she has a bunch of hands, so, you know, you look like you're getting a pretty good, decent figure, and then you get to vehicle mode, and it all kind of falls apart.
It doesn't just fall apart, it literally disintegrates into dust. The vehicle mode looks like crap. It is one of the worst vehicular modes I have seen on a toy since the third party industry became more of a thing. And with this being Toy World, I am shocked that they let this thing be released in this visual style.
So it let looks... me tell you, about 15 years ago, someone made a custom transforming RC. Now, this was a really big deal at the time because there was no real base mold or anything to draw from. And, you know, it used some existing parts, some scratch build. And to make the robot mode work, the vehicle mode had sacrifices, part of which was the robot legs were kind of out and visible. There wasn't a very coherent back end. But, like, it was this really cool accomplishment because this person just made themselves a transforming RC figure out of nothing, basically. And now here we are 15 years later, and this is a mass-produced product that looks like this one-off custom, and that's really not okay because this is not a one-off custom.
No.
I can clearly see the back end on the vehicle mode, just for the record. I can see a whole lot of back end. That's probably the problem, I think.
Yeah, if they had just taken pictures of it from the front.
Yeah. RC's back end is very visible in both modes. Yeah. Is there any chance that this picture that's mistransformed at all in that picture?
No, because
they're missing parts or something.
No, we've seen grayscale. No. We've seen grayscale of the same thing some time back. We made fun of it then too, and it looked just the same. So this does seem to be the finalized construction.
Because if you look at the back of the robot figure, all the vehicle mode she's not using it in robot mode is all front vehicle. There's nothing for the back because there is no back. And I don't understand with these third-party companies why we're getting these insubstantial, I'm sorry, that's a better word, these substantially less than quality RCs when we haven't gotten a real good masterpiece RC yet, and everyone just seems to be dropping the ball on doing a proper-looking one. It just doesn't – why would you, if you have the chance to make the definitive edition RC and you're a company that carries a lot of weight in the third party industry, why would you make this that looks like this? It's unfinished and slapdash.
Yeah, I can't understand how anybody would look at this and say, okay, this is a finished product we can sell.
Yeah, even the front doesn't look good. Like the center panel looks very poorly done and the wheels stick out way too far and look very the whole thing looks unfinished to me. It looks like a rough draft and they were like, yeah, let's just push it out. I mean, this is the first time I think I've ever said on the show, not only will I not buy it, please don't anyone else buy this figure.
There was Valkyrie, which I think was an Impossible Toys product, and there was also Delicate Warrior, which I think was from iGear. Those were two early third-party RCs. Valkyrie was a piece of crap by all accounts, but it at least had a complete-looking vehicle mode. Like, years ago, people were getting this right. I don't understand how this, at the masterpiece scale, when there's more mass and parts and space to work with, I don't understand how this could just come to pass.
Yeah,
and
I have the Impossible Toys RC that you're talking about. Well, it's the Nightbird version, but yeah, it's basically
which was
the same
a
thing.
TFCon exclusive, I think.
Yeah, and it's horrible, horrible quality. I mean, it's Impossible Toys at
but it had a complete vehicle mode.
But it had a complete vehicle mode. It doesn't look bad.
And right. And I'm thinking the only thing I can think of is that with this being set at $70, that's a lot cheaper than what some contemporary, like Downbeat was $89 in most places. If they thought, hey, most people are keeping this in robot mode anyway on their shelf, if we can leave off this engineering to drop the price, since they're not going to be displaying it in car mode that much anyway, we'll sell more because it'll be in robot mode more often. That's the only part.
Then why make it a transformer at all? Why just not make it a masterpiece non-transformer RC?
The counterpoint I would throw here is that, okay, if they want to skip some of the engineering because of the concept that, yeah, it's mostly going to be displayed in robot mode, which I don't think is too unreasonable to expect because that's what a lot of Masterpiece shelves are. It's a robot mode display. Okay, so produce a back-end shell for the car that you can clip onto the vehicle mode if you want to transform it. So at least, even though it doesn't transform completely, you have the parts there to not make it look like half an unfinished car.
Well, I mean, look at what YJ has done. They took the Generations RC, upscaled it, took off a lot of the kibble, the car kibble, made it, like you said, made it into a shield, and it looks a lot better. And that's just an upscale retool of the Generations RC, which is not a perfect RC, but even that's a damn sight better than this. This is just sad.
Controversial opinion. YJ is a better third-party company than some of the third-party companies.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I can, after having both the regular Evasion Mode Optimus upscale and the Nemesis and the Black Nemesis version, I can't disagree with that because YJ does some damn good products.
Yeah, I handled those upscaled Combiner Wars molds that you got for Matt earlier this year, and the quality on those was just superb.
Yeah. And YJ is known for good quality. I don't know if I can call them a third-party company. They're kind of a knockoff company.
Yeah.
But they're well, I think all third-party
companies are knockoff companies, diecast.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the sense that they're taking Hasbro.
I know. It's straight bootlegs, yes.
Yeah. But they're doing that Megatron, which is definitely combined. You know, that's kind of their own engineering on that Megatron. So they're like teetering in between KO and third party, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the YJ Chrome Dome with the cupola, and this thing is solid. I mean, next time I go down and see,
was Brian that or Yes he, model or?
Well, I'm sorry, you're right. I'm a little tired. I got mixed up. Sorry.
No problem.
Yeah. This was the Yes, but Yes model. BB7 Yes model is another company that does really, really good work as well. You know, as I've got all their Seeker jets versus the car versions, but Toy World, that just is.
It's disappointing. I mean, honestly, I am disappointed to look at this and see this being sold as a completed product.
Yes, I agree. And
this is like a video game being sold, and it's like missing all the like half the content they showed it would have, and you get
this is Mighty Number 9 the RC.
that's a very good decision. Yeah,
and I can hear Brian typing now to make that the episode title for this week. In my head, I don't literally hear him typing that.
But to move on to what we got this week, and speaking of YJ, one of the first things I got, it's an upscale of the RID
Grimlock,
which is...
Is that the one based on the Grimlock, the Fall of Cybertron Grimlock mold, or is that the actual RID Warrior mold?
This is the RID Warrior mold. So, same steps, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's upscaled, so it's a little bit bigger, and of course they throw, I think, some diecast parts in it or something.
Neat.
Yeah, so, you know, I wanted a bigger Grimlock. This was it was a really nice Grimlock mold, so.
And there's a perfectly good TF5 Grimlock came out with a straight face.
And then also, for KOs, I got the Deformation, which is, this is Kuban Bao, the Stinger. So, again, knockoff. I don't think this is, maybe it is a little bit bigger than the regular deluxe class.
It looks like it probably is.
Yeah, but I don't know that I would call it maybe Voyager. I don't know. But yeah, he's upscaled. We also got the Combiner Wars Leo Kaiser.
Leo Kaiser, yes.
And then I feel like there's something I'm forgetting. Also the sign, which is right up there, the Autobot logo that I put on the wall, and they actually had like a big paper template, but it was too big, so I just kind of eyeballed it, putting the pieces up there. Mm-hmm. And but you had to buy them as a kit, so I also got the Decepticon logo, but it's red, so I'm thinking about trying to get, you know, a purple set so that way I can have a red Autobot logo and a purple Decepticon logo. And God, I feel like there's okay, I may think of it later. So, did anyone else get anything? Don?
Well, Chris, did you get anything?
Oh, nothing I want to talk about.
Okay. Well, I am going to make a little bit of a presentation, so I'm sorry for being a little bit of a showboat here, but this is something that I'm very happy to get. I'm very proud I got it. Came from the Chosen Prime. They are already sold out, so I was lucky. I went ahead and placed an order at 3 o'clock in the morning with the day Diecast tweeted this, emailed us and tweeted this out. Little backstory. Like I said, I'm going to be a little showboaty here, so I apologize. We've all seen, picture it, TFCon, Charlotte. Saurus Ryu came out. We all wanted an unofficial Dino King because Dino King G1 is but ugly expensive. And we got them, but then we heard about the shells. And the shells were going to be, at the time, about $100 a piece. They were rotocast, and they would be about, you know, convention exclusives for the most part. And then they said not long after that, about 6 months or so, that they were a lot more expensive to produce and that they were going to do it, but that was going to be it because they said they were going to do the shells. And if you're going to have a Dino King, you got to have the shells. I mean, that's kind of what the whole gist is. So, with that in mind, and thank you to Diecast for tweeting this out, I now have all 6 Saurus Ryuo Dino King shells. And they came from the Chosen Prime. The complete collection was only $239 versus what would have been $100 a piece at the original retail. They're all rotocast. You've got all 6. They come with gun mounts. The figures can stand on the figure, on their shells, and either wield their guns in their hands or use it as a turret mount. Most of them also will serve as banks. There's coin slots built into the tops. That you can also use these as coin slots. And then, of course, just to show off the... this is the one we saw at TFCon Charlotte, the Brontosaurus. This is the Brontosaurus here. Roughly the size of a small football. The top comes off, and then you've got the insides here for the figure. And there's very little articulation. I had to heat up the neck joint and the tail joint to get it pliable enough to get them in, but you do have some tail rotation, and you've got some head rotation for a little bit of poseability. Now, some of them, like the T-Rex, it's just the head. There is no other poseability at all other than the head and the tail. So I now have all 6 of the shells. So I have a real Dino King. So
a real fake Dino King.
A real fake Dino King. But compared to what I have in this versus what that Dino King would have cost me at last year's last BotCon from Captured Prey. Sorry, Orson. I wanted it. I wanted to buy it. I just couldn't. But I have a very nice representation for the shelf.
So that legit one was like $1,400, I think you said?
Yeah. And the...
Okay, board, so you've got like $240 in the shells now for that. And then you got on the deal for the first 3 Ryuo members.
That was about $150,
mm-hmm.
And then the other 3 members were about $49 to $69 a piece.
So I mean, altogether, you're what, under $650 on the whole deal?
Yeah. Now, granted, they did have a special that you could get the full 6 figures and the shells for about $520, but I'm not sure if that's still available or not. I know there's a waiting list now for these because I figured once these are gone, they're going to be gone.
Yep.
Because we're not going to see these things floating around because they've done said the rotocasting cost a lot more than they were planning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid I hate to see what they lost on these shelves selling a set to Chosen Prime that Chosen Prime could sell a set for $240. But I love them. I got them. When I have time, I want to disassemble Ryu and put them in the shelves and everything. But I got them and I'm happy.
And that was your birthday present to yourself, basically.
That was, and then with a little bit of Dinonomics thrown in, just for fun, I sold my 4 Dino Charge Megazords. The two pack with the Megazord and the Pet and the Terrazord, the Plesiozord and the Titanocharge Megazord. And after that, I've got about $25 per shell left in them.
Nice.
So yeah. So yeah.
I think personally, like seeing one at the show, like we did. I don't know if I appreciated it as much as now seeing all six of them together. That really looks impressive on camera. If you're listening to the audio version of this, that is a really, really impressive set.
Think how much cooler that's going to look too when he actually gets the individual robots and mounts them onto the shells.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is when the show's over, if my phone has enough charge, is I'm going to put a picture on Twitter. So if you want to follow me at HMRC, the number 4 EVR on Twitter, I'll just post one or two pictures of what they look like, just so you can get an idea of the group shot versus what's behind me. But if you have this Saurus Ryuo and if you do want the shells, keep checking back, and I hope everyone who wants them can get a set. So again, thank you to Diecast for tweeting that out at 3 o'clock in the morning and making me go to the computer and ordering it. So thanks.
And did anyone else get anything?
John?
Nope. Sorry. Nothing. But awesome work, Don. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Nothing could top Don's achievement this week anyway.
Chris, did you get anything?
Nah.
Okay. So I did remember the one thing that I was forgetting, and it's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Repugnus. with a yellow painted face. Yeah.
And who's the...
Yeah.
It's not... Mine isn't that bad. From what I can see.
But it's still bad because it's Repugnus and it's yellow paint over bright red plastic.
Yeah, but it's not that great. I hope his face is all right. Yeah.
I have to say this. Who's that Titan Master? It's Repugnus.
It sure is. Yeah, you know, I got a Repugnus with the multitude of shufflers a couple weeks ago, and I still have not given it a second look or opened it yet. That's just how much I care.
And what's the strange is in Japan, they're splitting up that Repugnus, the shells going one place and the Titan Masters going to another. So it's like that. Okay, dude.
Gotta sell Broadside somehow.
I think I would have picked something better than part of Repugnus to help sell the thing.
Well, that's what they had left.
Put a shut up from now on. Everybody in Japan, if you're listening to the podcast, put a shuffler with everything. Just put a shuffler with everything, and it'll all sell, especially because I call it for Mammoth.
And that's where our money went this week. We'll see you next time on There Goes My Money.
Take care, everybody.
This has been There Goes My Money.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.